Intermittent fasting, the ultimate beginner's diet guide for both women and men to lose weight and burn fat with the secret of clean eating. Written by Timothy Moore, read by Eric Boudreau. Introduction. I want to thank you and congratulate you for downloading this audio program, Intermittent Fasting, the ultimate beginner's diet guide for both women and men to lose weight and burn fat with the secret of clean eating. Intermittent fasting is a phenomenon that is currently one of the world's most popular health and fitness trends. It involves a process of following alternating cycles of fasting and eating. This book contains proven steps and strategies on how to fast intermittently for weight loss and also examines the concept of clean eating. By listening to this audiobook, you will learn practical and time-proven arts and practices that, if religiously followed, will create youthful, vibrant, exuberant, radiant, and totally a different you. Thanks again for downloading this audiobook. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 1. Why Fast? The art of fasting has been observed by humans and even animals since thousands of years. However, sometimes it was done primarily out of necessity when there wasn't any food available, or instinctively when sickness occurs, as in practice by some animals and as in advocated for humans. Various religions have adopted this practice for ages. The orthodox ones like Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, and the new generation religions mandate some form of fasting from time to time. These, they teach, will keep the mind and body in sync with the universe. We all need to understand that fasting is totally natural and that our bodies and organs are very well equipped to handle extended periods of not eating. The human body is built in such a way that it initiates a series of changes and processes that save it during the periods of lack of food. Examples include repair processes in our cellular tissues, hormones, and genes. Fasting has been known from medieval times by various traditions and religions to be the spiritual tool for clearing the clutter of debris in the colon and for achieving youthfulness, buoyancy, insight, and a clear aura. What is intermittent fasting? The term, also known as IF, encompasses a series of eating patterns and observances that cycle between a period of fasting and non-fasting within a specified period. It is a prevalent and currently trending health and fitness practice that is backed up by time-proven and well-researched results. Several intermittent fasting methods are available today, all of which split the day, week, or any other specified period into eating periods and fasting periods. Fasting occurs naturally every day while we sleep. Intermittent fasting can mean as simple a practice as extending that fast a little longer. This can be done by skipping breakfast, eating your first meal at noon, and your dinner maybe at about 8 p.m. There are different expert opinions on what can be taken during the fasting periods. Some experts advocate drinking only water. Another group suggests drinking tea or coffee only, without milk or sugar, or consuming zero-calorie drinks with artificial sweeteners. Others go for modified fasting, which involves a limited intake of calories, e.g. 20% of daily allowance, during the fasting sessions rather than none at all. A fasting session that is expected to last up to 24 hours should be carried out under a doctor's supervision in order to prevent life-threatening changes in the gastrointestinal system or circadian rhythm. The research concluded that fasting is unlikely to have much effect on conditions like aging, but rather on especially obesity, unless if it is done while eating clean diets such as Mediterranean diets. Intermittent fasting has been discovered to be immense of benefits to healthy and obese adults for reducing basal insulin, triglycerides, and blood glucose in shorter fasting periods, shorter than 24 hours. Intermittent fasting and your hormones. The human body stores energy, calories, as body fat. When we desist from or restrict eating, our bodies change in several ways to make this stored energy more accessible. Some of these changes include changes in metabolism, activities of the nervous system, including a change in hormones and hormonal balance. They may range from, number 1, changes in insulin level. Insulin increases as we eat and decreases dramatically when we fast. Number 2, changes in the human growth hormone, HGH. HGH is a hormone that can aid loss of body fat and muscle gain, among other things. Recorded growth hormone levels may increase rapidly during a fasting period, sometimes increasing by as much as 5 times. Number 3, Changes in norepinephrine, noradrenaline. This is sent by the nervous system to the fat cells, allowing them to break down body fat into free fatty acids that can be burned for energy. It is trite to note that medical advice is indispensable in this practice as individual differences exist in our bodies. Chapter 2. Why lose weight? Needless to say, excessive body weight or obesity, which is also the case of having a high body mass index, is virtually the number one killer of Americans, Europeans, and other first world populations today. Excessive body weight is usually caused by excessive consumption of fats and oils, sugars, refined carbohydrates, and alcohol. States of emotional depression, stress, or boredom may also contribute to weight gain. It has been associated with such diseases as diabetes, cancer, heart disease, etc. The body loses weight when it is spending more energy than when it derives from nutrition. It will then resort to stored reserves from fat or muscle, gradually leading to depletion in weight. In medical health or physical fitness context, weight loss refers to a reduction in the total mass of the body due to a mean loss of fluid, body fat, or adipose tissue, including bone material deposits, muscle, tendon, and other connective tissue. Weight loss can happen unintentionally, for example, in cases of malnourishment or due to an underlying disease. It may also be intentional, whereby a conscious effort is made to improve an actual or perceived overweight or obese state. Intentional weight loss is commonly known as slimming. For weight loss to be persistent, there must be permanent changes in diet and lifestyle as well. Unexplained weight loss that is not as a result of reduction in calorie intake or due to exercise is known as cachexia and may be a symptom of a serious underlying health problem. The weight loss industry. There is a big market for products which promise to make weight loss easier, quicker, cheaper, more reliable, or less painful. These range from books, DVDs, CDs, creams, lotions, pills, rings and earrings, body wraps, body belts, and other materials, fitness centers, clinics, personal coaches, weight loss groups, and food products and supplements. Intermittent fasting and weight loss. The main reason why intermittent fasting works for weight loss is that it helps you eat fewer calories. All of the different methods and programs involve skipping meals during the fasting periods. Unless you compensate by eating much more during the eating periods, then you will be taking in fewer calories. According to the research carried out in 2014, intermittent fasting was found to be able to reduce body weight by 3 to 8% over a 3 to 24-week period. Upon examining the rate of weight loss, people lost about 0.55 pounds, 0.25 kilograms, per week with intermittent fasting, but 1.65 pounds, 0.75 kilograms per week with alternate day fasting. It is worthwhile to note that intermittent fasting is beneficial in a lot of ways. The body's metabolic processes benefit, chronic diseases are prevented, and longer life is guaranteed. Go way beyond just weight loss. Chapter 3. Clean eating. Clean eating simply means the eating of more of the best and healthiest options in each of the food groups, and eating less of the not-so-healthy ones. This means embracing whole foods like vegetables, fruits, and whole grains, plus healthy proteins and fats. It also means cutting down the consumption of refined grains, pesticides, additives, preservatives, unhealthy fats, and copious amounts of sugar and salt. It may also mean the avoidance of smoking or excessive consumption of alcohol, or simply the practice of avoiding highly refined foods with ingredients you'd need a dietitian to help you pronounce. 7 tips for clean eating. Number 1. Live more on fruits and vegetables. It is funny but true that a lot of people are not eating enough fruits and veggies. Fruits and vegetables are among the most important forms of food that the body needs to perform well. They form the defense blocks of the body and protect it against a lot of chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, cancer, and obesity. The fiber they contain also helps to keep the beneficial bacteria in the gut healthy so as to be able to protect the body from chronic diseases and also improve mood. Number 2. Whole grain is the way to go. The cleanest whole grains are the ones that have undergone the least processing. The more in their just harvested state they are, the better. Examples of whole grains include quinoa, wild rice, and oats. While some people abstain from eating any processed grains, we consider whole wheat pasta and whole grain bread made with simple ingredients a good example of eating clean. Sometimes all you need is a hearty slice of avocado toast or a bowl of pasta. Be wary of whole grain claims on product labels, though. For packaged whole grain foods to be clean, whole grains should be the primary ingredient listed on the short, recognizable ingredient list and should have low sugar levels, if any. When you swap out refined carbohydrates like white pasta, sugar, and white bread for whole grains, you'll enjoy more fiber, antioxidants, inflammation-fighting phytonutrients, etc. Naturally, people who eat more whole grains have an easier time losing weight and keeping it off long-term. Number 3. Reduce your meat intake. More and more research suggests that cutting down on meat is healthier for you and also for the planet. Veganism isn't a requirement for clean eating, though, but moderate consumption of meat and meat-based products enables the body to control weight gain, thus helping to protect the heart and keep blood pressure normal. A plant-based diet helps boost the fiber, healthy fats and vitamins, and minerals in your body. Meat and meat-based products are best consumed in their most natural forms. The closer they are to their natural habitat, the better they are. Suitable examples include grass-fed beef, wild-caught salmon, etc. Number 4. Reduce your intake of processed foods. The problem is not with all the processed foods. Technically, when we chop, mix, and cook at home, we are processing our food. The problem is that so much of processed foods available at the grocery store today undergo too much processing. Nature certainly didn't paint those chips that neon color or orange or make blue-hued or give those certain cereals candy color. You have to moderate the consumption of refined grains, foods that you can't readily discern their compositions, and foods that contain partially hydrogenated oils. Your best bets are clean processed foods like plain yogurt, cheese, whole wheat pasta, and packaged baby spinach in shops. Number 5. Reduce your sugar intake. Today's world is so sweet. A lot of sugar is being consumed. To have a cleaner diet, cut down on added sugars by limiting sweets like soda, candy, and baked goods. Keep an eye on sugars added to healthier foods like yogurt, choose plain, tomato sauce, and cereal. Go for foods without sugar as the main ingredient, or for those that have minimal levels of sugar content. These ones have sugar listed at the bottom of the ingredient list. You shouldn't worry much about naturally occurring sugars in fruits and dairy. They are packaged with fiber, protein, or fat to help reduce the effect of sugar on insulin levels. They also deliver nutrients, ensuring that you are not just getting empty, sugary calories. Number 6. Watch your sodium intake. Packaged foods contain a lot of sodium, which is used as a preservative. Consuming high amounts of these kinds of food exposes you to high salt intakes. Homemade and fresh foods are more preferable. To help control salt while you cook, flavor your food with herbs and spices, citrus and vinegar instead. Salt use should be for tastiness purpose only. A better option is coarse sea salt or kosher salt. It can add punch when sprinkled on dishes at the end of cooking, and they contain less sodium when compared to table salt. Number 7. Protect the ecosystem. Our ecosystem is better preserved and protected when we eat clean. Our food naturally requires the exploitation of a lot of natural resources to get to our plates. Modern fishing practices also have their fair share of the blame. The Mediterranean diet. This diet represents a typical example of clean eating. The Mediterranean diet was developed through the eating habits of the Spanish, Greek, and Italian populations around 1940 and 1950. It represents their legacies expressed in symbols, rituals, knowledge, and cultural practices. It equally represents their farming and fishing practices and expresses their traditions regarding processing and cooking of food. The basic aspects of this diet include proportionately high consumption of olive oil, legumes, fruits, and vegetables, unrefined cereals, consumption of fish, dairy products, mostly as cheese and yogurt, minimal wine consumption, and low intake of non-fish meat products. Olive oil is believed to fight cancer, cardiovascular diseases, neurodegeneration, and several chronic health conditions when consumed regularly. Although there are many different Mediterranean diets among different countries and populations of the Mediterranean basin because of ethnical, cultural, economic, and religious diversities, the essential elements are, however, the same and include, number one, consumption of high levels of extra virgin olive oil as the principal source of fat, vegetables, including leafy green vegetables, fresh fruits consumed as desserts or snacks, cereals, mostly like whole grains, nuts, and legumes. Number two, consumption of moderate levels of fish and other seafood, poultry, dairy products, principally cheese and yogurt, and red wine. Number three, low consumption of eggs, red meat, processed meat, and sweets. Intermittent fasting, when combined with clean eating habits and such practices as exercise, creates a profound difference in body mechanism. The immune system becomes highly enhanced. The cells, tissues, hormones, and organs work efficiently in such a way that there is total rejuvenation and longevity. Remember that this level of good health and well-being is the most sought after in today's world. Chapter 4. Methods of Intermittent Fasting. Today's food market is filled with fad diets. The no-fat, all-fat, cabbage soup, raw veggies, no dressing, gluten-free eating plans that help weight loss. There are, however, five basic methods of intermittent fasting. Number one, lean gains method. This method was started by Martin Birkin for especially gym-goers who want to lose body fat and build their muscles. Under this regime, you fast for 14 hours for women to 16 hours for men each day, and then feed for the remaining 8 to 10 hours. During the fasting period, you must consume no calories. However, black coffee, calorie-free sweeteners, diet soda, and sugar-free gum can be taken. A little milk in the coffee is equally okay. Most practitioners in this method prefer having to fast through the night and into the morning. They usually break the fast roughly 6 hours after waking up. This schedule is adaptable to any person's lifestyle, but maintaining a consistent feeding window time is necessary. Birkin says that if a regular feeding window is not maintained, the hormones may run rampant, and this will affect the body's balance and make the program more difficult to stick to. Your preferred exercise or workout time is the major determinant of what and when you will eat during the feeding window. On your exercise days, carbs are more important than fat. On rest days, fat intake should be higher. Protein consumption should be reasonably high every day, though it will vary based on goals, gender, age, body fat, and activity levels. No matter your specific program, whole and processed food should make up the majority of your calorie intake. However, when there isn't time for a meal, a moderate serving of protein shake or meal replacement bar is acceptable. For many practitioners, this method is preferable because they can eat as much as they like during the 8-hour feeding window. Most people find breaking it up into 3 meals easier to stick to, since we're typically already programmed to eat this way. This method, however, requires the observance of strict nutrition plans and schedules. Number 2. Eat, Stop, Eat Method. This method was started by Brad Pallone and is best suited for healthy eaters looking for an extra boost. Pallone says it is all about moderation. You can still eat whatever you want, but mainly not as much of it. A slice of birthday cake is okay, but the whole cake isn't. Under this method, you fast twice or for 24 hours in a week. If you are fasting for 24 hours, which Brad Pallone calls a 24-hour break from eating, you must not eat any food. The most you can eat are calorie-free beverages. Pallone also teaches that when fasting period is over, normal eating can resume. He advises that you act like you didn't fast. He also says that some people will prefer finishing the fast at a normal mealtime with a big meal, while others will be okay finishing with just an afternoon snack. Time it whichever way works best for you and adjust your timing as your schedule changes, he says. Eating this way will reduce overall calorie intake without really limiting what you're able to eat. Just how often? If the goal of the program is weight loss or the improvement in body composition, then regular workout sessions, especially the resistance and strength training, should be incorporated into it. This method is helpful because while 24 hours may seem like a long time to go without food, the good news is it is somehow flexible. You don't necessarily have to go all or nothing when you start. Go for as many hours as you can with food on the first day and gradually increase the fasting period over time in order to help your body adjust. Pallone suggests that you start the program when you are busy and on a day where you have no eating obligations, like a work lunch or happy hour. Also, there are no forbidden foods, no counting calories, weighing or food or restriction of diet, which makes it a bit easier to follow. The dark side is that going 24 hours without any calories may be too difficult for some people, especially at first. Many people struggle with going extended periods of time with no food, citing annoying symptoms including headaches, fatigue, crankiness, or anxiety. The long fasting period can also make it more tempting to binge after a fast. This, however, requires a lot of self-control. Number 3, the Warrior Diet. This was started by Ori Hofmeckler for the devoted, those who like following rules. Under this program, warriors in training expected to be on with fasting for about 20 hours every day and only eat one large meal at night. Also, key to this method is what you eat and when you eat it within that large meal. The philosophy here is simply based on supplying the body with the nutrients it needs to be in sync with circadian rhythms, knowing fully well that there are species called nocturnal eaters inherently programmed to eat at night. Advocates of this method say it is flexible, and it allows you to eat a few small snacks, which make it easier. Some others may see the downsides to be the fact that even though it will enable you to eat a few snacks rather than go without any food for 20-plus hours, the guidelines for what you need to eat and when you need to eat it can be hard to adhere long-term. The strict schedule and meal plan examined here may also interfere with social gatherings. Additionally, eating a main meal at night while adhering strictly with guidelines or what to eat and in what order can be tough, especially hard for those who prefer not to eat large meals late in the day. Number 4, Fat Loss Forever. Fat Loss Forever. This was started by John Romaniello and Dan Goh, and is best suited for gym lovers who like cheat days. This method takes the best parts of lean gains, eat, stop, eat, and the warrior diet and combines all of them into one plan. You also get one cheat day per week, followed by a 36-hour fast, which may not be so rosy for some. After that, the remainder of the 7-day cycle is split up between the different fasting periods. Romaniello and Goh suggest having the longest fasts on your busiest days, allowing you to focus on being productive. The plan also includes training programs using body weight and free weights to help participants reach maximum fat loss in the simplest possible way. This method promises that while everyone is technically fasting every day during the hours when we're not eating, most of us do so haphazardly, which makes it harder to reap the rewards. Fat Loss Forever offers a 7-day schedule for fasting so that the body can get used to this structured timeable and reap the most benefit from the fasting periods. And remember the cheat day. However, if you have a hard time handling cheat days the healthy way, this method might not be the best suited for you. Additionally, because the plan is pretty specific and the fasting/feeding schedule varies from day to day, this method can be a bit confusing to follow. The plan, however, comes with a calendar noting how to fast and exercise each day, which may make it easier. Number 5, Up-Day, Down-Day Diet, also called the Alternate Day Diet or Alternate Day Fasting. This method was started by James Johnson, MD, and is best suited for dedicated practitioners with a specific goal weight. It is easy and plays out thus, eat very little today and eat like normal tomorrow. On the low-calorie days, that means 1/5 of your normal calorie intake, using 2,000 or 2,500 calories for women and men respectively, as a guide, or down day should be 400 to 500 calories. Followers can use this tool to figure out how many calories to consume on a low-calorie day. In order to make down days easier to stick to, Johnson recommends opting for meal replacement shakes. They're usually fortified with essential nutrients, and you can sip them throughout the day rather than split into small meals. However, meal replacement shakes should only be used during the first 2 weeks of the diet. After that, you should start eating real food on the down days. The next day, eat like normal. Rinse and repeat. It is advised that you keep any workouts on these days on the tamer side, or save sweet sessions for your normal calorie days. The advantages of this method revolve around weight loss, so if this is your main goal, this is one to take a closer look at. However, while this method is pretty easy to follow, it can be easy to binge on the normal day. The best way to start on track is planning your meals ahead of time as often as possible. While these five methods are most well known regarding integrating periods of fasting into your eating timeable, several other similar philosophies that are based on meal timing exist. For those who prefer a more fluid, flexible method, there's also the concept of eating intuitively. Five tips for starting your first fast. For a beneficial fasting experience, have the following tips in mind. Number one, drink plenty of water. According to Pallone, staying well hydrated will make the fasting periods much easier to get through. Number two, overnight fasting is preferable. Force yourself to fast through the night. Hopefully, you're sleeping through at least 8 of those hours. Number three, change the way you think. Think of fasting as having a break from eating. Pallone advises not as a period of deprivation. It can be a way to break up the monotony of worrying about what you need to eat next and when. This is the mindset that will allow you to adhere to a fasting plan long term, he says. Number four, overcommit yourself. It may seem foolish and counterintuitive, but the best plan is to often start when you're busy, not on a day when you'll be sitting on the couch wanting a snack. Number five, love the gym. Pairing intermittent fasting with consistent exercise will help you get better results. Chapter 6. Benefits of Intermittent Fasting. Benefits of intermittent fasting include, but are not limited to, number 1. Adequate regulation and control of insulin levels and increasing fat burning in the process. This will protect you from diabetes and other life-threatening conditions associated with it. Number 2. A fivefold increase in GHG levels, which in turn encourages fat burning and muscle building. Number 3. Important cellular repair processes, such as removing waste from the cells, are included. This will guarantee a younger-looking and agile you. Number 4. Beneficial changes in some genes and molecules that relate to longevity and disease prevention take place. Number 5. Effectively, body weight and belly fat loss. You stand to gain immensely from the various advantages of a safe body weight highlighted in this book. Number 6. Combining it with exercise. Cardio and strength training is even more effective with weight loss. Chapter 7. Dangers of Intermittent Fasting. It is important to note that intermittent fasting is not recommended for every person. You must keep in mind that it also has its drawbacks despite the many amazing benefits it offers. Some of the present dangers include, number 1, insomnia or reduced ability to sleep. Needless to say, this will make the entire process tiresome and torturous. Number 2, loss of muscles. This is also called atrophy of the muscles, in medical parlance, and is cause for serious concern. Number 3, binge eating. Overeating when off the fast because of intense cravings for food after being deprived of it. This is a rebound process and is a bad habit to form. Number 4. Normal diets give lesser and lesser nutrients and minerals due to the underlying low levels. Number 5. Heartburn. This is a very uncomfortable hotness on the throat, chest, and heart areas. You must consult a doctor if it doesn't go away after 5 to 6 weeks. Number 6. Headaches. Drink plenty of water during your fast. This might help with headaches. Number 7. Diarrhea. Caused by high intake of liquid.